Andrew McKay, it's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as he does most Mondays, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good to have you. So, story out of the South Santa Rosa News about a guy named Paul Dwayne Brown, who has been booked into your Hilton as a consequence of what looks like a DUI charge, damage to property, driving his truck back on the 1st north on the causeway, running into other cars and kind of running them, I guess, off the road or something. Good Lord. I mean, just, you know, it's...
I could guarantee you he was not on his way to play Jeopardy. So, yeah, and he's a member of my gated community now, which is, you know, it's getting full. And, yeah, the drinking and driving part, you know, that's bad enough. But then you're going, you know, you're speeding and you're in a 35 zone. God only knows how fast he was actually going when he struck the poor guy. But, yeah, you always end up in jail sooner or later doing intelligent stuff like that.
So you arrest, or your deputies arrest, a lot of these folks for DUI. What is it, mostly alcoholics who should absolutely know better? Is it mostly people who, you know, they drink two beers, you know, at a dinner, and but then this one time they had four and thought they were okay? Like, who's the culprit most of the time?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it runs the spectrum. So you can, both those scenarios you just said, we get a lot of both. And I can tell you that the highest DUI, the BAC I ever got, I arrested a guy in a McDonald's drive-thru in Navarre at 11:30 in the morning, and he blew a .44.
Wait, which is, .4, like five times the limit?
Yes. And wow. When we have this questionnaire that we ask him, you know, when about how many beers they had, whatever, you know. And I asked him what he had been drinking, and this is the best part. This is when you know you're an alcoholic. Number one, when you blow over .40 and you're still talking and getting up and walking around, that's bad enough. He got drunk on Listerine.
What?
Yes, Listerine. Yes.
Wow. You had to drink a lot of Listerine.
Actually, Listerine is like almost all alcohol. So, but still, just the fact that, you know,
that's
when
where
you
he
use
was.
It as mouthwash, it burns. Can you imagine what it does to your esophagus and stomach? It's just, it's incredible.
So,
yeah.
So it really is. It's kind of across the spectrum of, you know,
it
where
is.
It comes from. The state has been running these ads dealing with marijuana as we're coming into the, you know, election season and Proposition 3. And, you know, I guess one of the ads from the Florida Department of Health is about, and they're not specifically related to that, but a lot of us kind of read it as related to that. But they're talking about high driving, you know, driving while high.
Yeah.
Since the use of marijuana is so much more prevalent than it ever has been before, even though it's theoretically only for medical uses, do you find that that is also a contributing factor in wrecks these days?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it impairs it just like alcohol. And, you know, I could tell you I'm against Amendment 3 and you know, recreational use. These commercials are saying, well, they'll get it from legitimate people other than drug dealers. The drug dealers aren't going to go away. They're not going away because Amendment 3 passed. Look at California and look at Colorado. Both of those passed, legalized, you know, recreational marijuana, and look at them now. If you go back and ask everybody who voted for it, except for the guys who smoke dope every day and stay home and play Xbox or whatever, everybody would like to take their vote back pretty much because it's turned both those states into a total wreck. And, you know, they say, well, we're going to tax it and we're going to do all that. Yeah, you're going to tax a very, very small portion of people. The other people are still going to get it from different places because they want it laced with stuff. They want it laced with fentanyl. They want it laced with, you know, PCP or whatever their drug of choice is. So that's not really going to change. It's not going to change much other than you're going to see all these places popping up, you know, selling weed.
Yeah.
That's
a scary thing to consider that, you know, like you say, that especially nowadays with the lacing of all the other drugs that people are interested in. Oh, somebody texted me in that Listerine is 26.9%. That'd be like, what, 54 proof? Good Lord. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So Sheriff Bob Johnson, I did want to ask you just briefly. We've been talking about this a little bit this morning, this terrible shooting where this guy shoots into drivers on a highway from an embankment in Kentucky. And they're still looking for this guy. But, you know, he injured five people, you know, shot at like nine different cars. Thank God nobody got killed. What it tells me, sort of like the shooting that took place on the commuter train the other day where, you know, four people got killed by a guy on a commuter train. And it, what it reminds me of is we live in a society that even though we have criminals and we deal with crime, 99.999999% of the people in the time, you're safe. But we take safety for granted all kinds of ways and places, right? And if somebody is dedicated to do something wicked, you know, God help you, you're just not really safe anywhere, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, we have a percentage of the population who's just nuts. I mean, really. Yeah. I mean, anybody who just wakes up in the morning and says, geez, I just want to go kill people I don't even know. Yeah, they need to be institutionalized. And you hear a lot of people say, well, it's these guns. We got to take the guns. You know, taking guns from law-abiding citizens is not going to stop nuts from shooting people because they're going to keep their guns. They don't care about the laws, obviously, because they're shooting people. And this guy's a perfect example. This guy just shooting into random cars. Yeah, he doesn't need to be breathing free air. He really doesn't. And hopefully when they get a hold of him, they'll put him in prison for the rest of his life. But it's just some people are just hateful.
Yeah, it's such a terrible thing to think about because you just don't think. Like, I actually had an experience where I was driving a car on a country road, and I think it was, I don't know if it was BB or 22 or just a rock, but you know, the window got blown out, and I still to this day don't know what happened. Well, you know, I didn't get hurt. All I lost was a window, but I just don't know from where. And I was like, kind of weirdly traumatized by that for quite some time, scared to drive on that road, scared to drive at night because you just don't know what to expect, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, you have to keep your head on a swivel. Even in a place like Santa Rosa County where we have one of the lowest crime rates in the state, I mean, we're very, you know, most people feel safe 99.9% of the time, like you were saying.
Right.
But still, I recommend people, you know, get their concealed weapons permit, even though you don't have to have one now. I still recommend you get them. And you carry a gun, you know, to protect yourself and your family, because there are people out there that will hurt you for absolutely no reason.
And it's often not the threat you think about. It's the threat you didn't consider. And, you know, obviously carrying a gun isn't going to protect you from a guy on a bank on a, you know, on a highway. But you don't know where it might protect you from. You don't know when it might come in handy. And, you know, it's always better to have it and not need it. Right.
That's a fact.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, thank you, sir, for keeping us safe. Thanks for keeping us informed. I appreciate the work, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, sir. Take care, Andrew.